Welcome to Dancing in the Discomfort Zone podcast, and thank you for joining me for this very special episode. When I think about people who are dancing in the discomfort zone, anybody who is in a war zone or has been in a war zone definitely qualifies at the top of the Dancing in the Discomfort Zone list. And today's guest, Alessia Sinkova, is a Ukrainian refugee living with her three children in Germany. And she comes on to tell us her story, what happened, what she experienced, and how she walked her kids through it, and how she's trying to now sort of rebuild a life, not knowing when she's going to get to go home or what to do now. So a fascinating episode, amazingly heartbreaking, and yet still full of so much hope. So I'm going to shut up and let you listen to Alessia Sinkova joining us. Enjoy. All right, we are dancing in the discomfort zone today with Alessia Sinkova, mindfulness coach, motivational speaker, and author, and also a Ukrainian who is in Germany on refugee status. And I'm thrilled to welcome you, Alessia, to the podcast today to talk about your dance in the discomfort zone. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, and hi, everybody. It's an honor to be here and to share this story.
Yeah, and I was thrilled when my friend Julie said, I met this woman and she's amazing and she's got a book and she's got a great story. And do you want her on the podcast? I'm like, of course I do. So first of all, let's just start from right now. You're in Germany, you've written a book, you are doing some speaking. Tell us about your life right now in Germany.
It's a total dance in a discomfort zone, like 24 hours a day.
Oh.
And it has been for 2 years already. Actually, we have arrived here just because my cousin lives here. And when it was, you know, this decision, I remember my then husband, he rushed into the room and he said, okay, like we have 15 minutes to pack and we have to go because the car is going from our village to the train station, and we were just like, oh my God, what should we take? It was such a huge stress for me. And I just called my cousin, if we run away, can we come to you just to take this moment to decide what to do next? And she said, yes, of course, come. And so Germany was never on my list, you know?
Right.
to come and live here because I speak English. I have never dreamt of learning another language. And coming here, yes, we have met a lot of kind people here who supported us, who supported our children. And it was a really tender welcoming because everyone supported us, everyone. And we got so much attention and care, yet none of us spoke German. And it was a very intense moment to understand how we are going to integrate in this society, what we're going to do, what the jobs will be, and how our kids would integrate. Yet everything worked out fine. And I'm so happy my kids speak English, and I have been training them since childhood to speak English. And when they got their places here, at school and in the kindergarten, immediately they got new friends and they were able to chat, and it was such a reward for my work as a teacher. In Ukraine, I was an English teacher, so I'm happy that this process started this way.
Yeah. So back up just a little bit. In that moment when your husband said, pack it up, we got 15 minutes, train's leaving, we got to go. What was going on in your village that required you to get out?
Well, to be honest, it was a safe place at that moment because all the bombs and all the rockets were coming to the capital city and to big cities. And we were just afraid that it will hit the bridge that was connecting us to the civilization. And if it is ruined, if it's just blown up, we will not be able to leave ever. So it will be a very dreadful picture in my head. So the village, of course, people who had children, especially young kids, everyone was packing, everyone was leaving, and at that day there was a huge, like a bunch of us, that decided to escape.
Yeah, and how old were your children at the time?
3, 5, and 7.
Okay, so little, but it was get out while you can.
Yes,
And then so did
exactly.
you go to the capital and stay there, or did you kind of go directly to Germany?
Yes, of course, we were fleeing the country because the capital was bombarded at that moment. It was super risky, and I was absolutely on nerves because you never know where the rocket would land, and would it be the trails or would it be the road? There were so many situations where the cars with normal civil people were just bombarded, and they burned down with people and kids in them. So it was horrifying to take this risk. But at the same time, I was just trying to navigate through this by following the intuition. I was like, what is going to happen if I stay? We have 3 children. This is my responsibility. What is going to happen to them? My decision right now. And what would probably there is a hope that we would escape and everything would go fine there, because in another country, it's peace here. We can do our stuff here. And it was just trusting this something divine in me, trusting the intuition that, you feel you have to go, you have to follow this call and trust.
I love that. And it's just following that feeling like we gotta get out of here. Did you ever have to deal with any of the bombs or any of the war in front of you, or did you just know it was happening and didn't want to end up in that situation?
It was happening 26 kilometers from our house. It was loud. And when the kids were going out, well, it's a village, we have a forest, and our children always spend time there outside. No one would ever even want to control them. They were on their own. But when we were going outside, and they were this constant noise, and this attack is happening. Like, yes, it's 26 kilometers from our home, but yet it is over your head. It was very stressful, and we were just keeping close to the walls, and it was really stressful. There were nights that we would not go to bed because it was so loud. We were not sure what to do, go to bed or stay near the walls. So it's like a bit protecting us from any kind of.
Yeah, sure. And having them and in miles, that's about 15 miles away, which is not that far. And constantly hearing that, there's that constant stress of when is it coming here? Because that's really 26K is not far away. Wow. And did your kids have any idea what was going on? Or were they just like, wow, it's loud out here today?
That's a
I remember
beautiful
me at
question.
5 and 7, I would have had no idea. I'd be like, oh, there's a lot of noise, you know?
I love this question, and thank you for asking it, because it gave birth for a series of my work with children, because I told them a story that at first they were little. I didn't want to tell them about Russians, Ukrainians. It was not my, agenda. I told them, okay, guys, there are dragons over there. They are fighting. They're good dragons and bad dragons. And every time you fight right now, you are feeding the wrong dragons, and they are becoming stronger. But if you take care of each other right now, here where we are, if you are compassionate, if you try to listen, if you try to contribute, if we are a team, and if you play like a team member, then you are feeding a good dragons, and they are becoming stronger. I had no idea at that moment that it would be such a story that will stay with us for a long time, because when we arrived to Germany, I decided to spend evenings with my children with a candle, and we would do the gratitude thing. Like, today I'm grateful for, and I would still say that you are feeding good dragons and they will help Ukraine to win, because I believe that it's global. It's global. Yes, it's local in my country. They fight. Yes, the dark side tries to conquer the good side, but yet I think that it's global. And every time we feed our anger inside, we feed our, you know, bad dragons inside, the dark side of the universe, I don't know, the whole dark theme is becoming stronger. So it's our own responsibility in every single situation. And yeah, and still we do this. And later, my daughter and I, we created a journal for kids, like a gratitude journal for children with this little story about the dragons. And we made the design and they just loved it. So it grew up. This story just became something bigger.
Oh, that's so wonderful to get them to start thinking about putting positivity out in the world and seeing what they're grateful for and all that. Now, you also, as a mindfulness coach, you also work with meditation and yoga. Were you doing that in Ukraine as well? Because that sounds like that very spiritual sort of put good out in the world so the world is a better place kind of expression, right?
It's true. How you sense me, it's awesome how you're just like picking up with the things. Yes, I have been doing this for 14 years before this thing happened. And actually, you know, I think it worked for me here when I arrived here. It was such a stressful situation and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was crying all the time. We were living in my cousin's place at that moment and she would witness this and she would like, yes, okay, sure, you have been through such a thing that it's okay. But yet for me it was very unusual because I was safe, my children were safe, everyone was kind, everything was okay. It was like I saved lives, we saved the lives, yeah. But yet it was like slipping through my fingers. I couldn't control it. I was a mess. And only because of my practice and that I got back on track with the meditation and breath work, I was able to come back to senses and pull myself together and then help other people.
Yeah. Well, and I love that helped you through it, you know, because I mean, yeah, sure. Now you're in Germany, you're safe. There are not bombs going off 15 miles away. But at the same time, you just left everything you know and your home. You're in a country you never planned on going to. You don't speak the language. You don't know, you know, whether you'll be able to go back to Ukraine. So, I mean, I can appreciate how it was both a sigh of relief and probably just an awful unhomed feeling.
Yeah, it was very discomfortable. And it's exactly what yoga is about, you know. It teaches us to find peace in discomfort, because when you're doing the asana, it's crazy how it can, you know, turn you in shape you in some position. It's very hard. And I always say to my students that the breath will help you to go through this. And this is just trusting that this is not forever. You will overcome this and you will end up on another side eventually.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm very thankful to the practice.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like, I mean, this is also what you're bringing your children into: gratitude practice, stopping and breathing. Are there any other strategies that you use in those moments where you feel like, I can't do this anymore. I can't handle this. I don't want to dance. I don't want to dance in the discomfort anymore. I'm done. Are there any other strategies you use in those moments? Because we don't have a choice, right?
I think that, sure, of course, when in the moment you're stressed, it's always breath. A deep inhale and exhale and tuning into the space within you that is sacred, divine, and is bigger than any human experience. It's something that roots you. But what I wanted to say is that this mindfulness technique or yoga technique where you learn how to live in the constant change, because it's always happening. I mean, yes, for me, it was the huge thing, like the war happening in my country. We left everything. We left with two backpacks, like everything is left there. And I changed career path when I came to Germany. I had to learn another language when I didn't have any plan to do this. And later the divorce happened and everything is in motion. And when you learn how to be still inside, how to find this place within you, which is always yours, I mean, you will be changing homes, you will be changing partners, you will be evolving, you will be changing your place where you work or whatever is connected to your job. Yet there should be this golden line, you know, the thread that is you that you can rely on wherever you are or whatever is happening outside.
Yeah.
And then you feel guided, you feel protected, even in the middle of chaos or mess or whatever is happening right now in this world. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and one of the things that I focus on sometimes when I'm feeling super overwhelmed is just shrinking the bubble and looking smaller. 'Cause when I look too big, it's just too much. And so when I stop, breathe and say, right now, in this exact moment, everything is okay. I'm safe. My kids are safe. Right now, in this exact moment, little tiny moment, everything's okay. You know, and that's kind of the way that I work on that sort of that moment of just be here right now, breathe and bring it down.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. So are you, so you've been in Germany 2 years now. And your kids, as kids do, are probably, do they speak German now?
Yes, they come back from school and I do not understand them at all.
So now they're teaching you. So now they
No,
speak.
they're making fun. They laugh at me.
They're not teaching you so they can say
Not
things behind
teaching
your
me
back in
much.
German. So they are now 5, 7, and 9, right? Nice. And are they, do they ask a lot of questions about sort of going back to Ukraine? Do you have family still back there?
Yes, we do, and but it's not the closest family, so they haven't seen their cousins for a long time in Ukraine. So it was not that thing that shocked them, but the necessity to leave their friends there and to leave their cats there, it was really hard. And when we were on our way, there was a woman sitting next to us in a train, and she had this red cat, which was exactly like the one we left at home, because we didn't even have the boxes with us to pick them up and bring to the to another country. And we had three little children. It would be just not manageable for two adults. And yeah, and I just asked them to draw, to let their memories come on the paper, and that they could remember those kittens and also show their affection and show their emotions and notice their emotions. Because when the emotions go unnoticed, this is a very hard thing. Then later you have to deal with them.
Yeah. So what do you have, and I, it almost feels like an unfair question to ask, but are, do you look into the future at this point and you know 5 years down the road and what sort of do you have any plans? I know you're dealing with a divorce right now too, so that's makes it hard to kind of look too far into the future, but what do you hope for in 5 years, in 10 years for you, for your kids?
Oh, this situation brought me to understanding that life is limited and it will come to an end, and I have no time to waste. And actually, yes, I do dream big, and actually, this forced me to step into my calling and to do the things that I have always dreamt about. I remember myself sitting in the classroom at the university where I studied, and I was like, yeah, I will not teach economics, but I will teach some spiritual stuff. And I was 20. How would I know? I have no idea. And here we are. I came to another country. I dealt with my depression, with my anxiety, and then I helped other people and continued to help. And I'm looking forward to meet even more people with whom I can share the tools that actually open you up. And you don't have to wait until this, you know, life call, wake up call that might be not only war or divorce, but any kind of change, any kind of challenge in your life.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this, and for my children, of course, to grow to their dreams.
Happy and healthy and
yeah.
And being good dragons in the world.
Yes. And to be strong and win.
Yeah.
Let the golden dragons win within them, within their cells.
Yes. I love that. I love that a lot. So you're in Germany, you're working. Is there a large Ukrainian population there in Cologne where you are?
Well, as far as I know, it's almost 8 million Ukrainians who left the country. So I think that 1 million or even more is here in Germany. And when I started my volunteering as a yoga teacher for Ukrainians, I was reaching out to everyone who was able to do yoga online just to process the emotions. So yes, this is a big community, yet it only appears when you see the people like me or someone else who is uniting people together, bringing them together to do something
so
together.
Everybody's just kind trying to sort of get on with their lives, get jobs,
yes,
get, you know, do what they need to do as now residents of Germany.
Yeah. And of course, connect, because without the language, in a new culture, having been through this kind of thing, it's very hard to do it on your own. So community plays a vital role. It's just a necessity. That's why I reached out to people to get them together. So it's really very important. Communication, like-minded people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great that you have that community, and that you're doing that volunteer work to help everybody through it. And I'm sure you're getting the benefit of helping others as well.
Yeah, the good dragons win.
That's amen to that. I love it. Well, Alicia, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story. Is there anything you want people here in the U.S. to know about your experience or about what's going on in Ukraine?
It's heavy. It was unexpected. Like, we couldn't even imagine that it could happen in the 21st century in a country like ours in Europe. I mean, we were doing our stuff. We were working. Our kids were going to school. We couldn't imagine it would happen. So please do not take life for granted. Do not postpone your dreams. Do not think that it will be all the same till the end of the days. If the fire is burning inside, if something is calling you, tomorrow is not guaranteed. Just remember this.
I love that message. Thank you so much for your time, for your insights, and best of luck to you and your beautiful kids. May the golden dragons win for sure.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
What a beautiful story that she told her children to give them something they could do. You know, as we think about feeding the golden dragon, that positivity, that gratitude, that mindfulness and that kindness, having not only impact on the people that we are immediately directing it at, but putting more kindness, putting more love, putting more positivity out there in the world, especially in a time where they were surrounded by fear and surrounded by so many unknowns and dangerous unknowns too. I mean, I think her point about you just don't know, it could happen at any time. They're a, you know, a European country. They were going on with their lives and going to their jobs and their kids are going to school. And all of a sudden they find themselves in this situation. And so if anybody knows to appreciate today and to be grateful and to be mindful that tomorrow's not guaranteed, it is somebody who has dealt with what Alessia has. So may the golden dragons win. And I know that I am now even more inspired to put positivity and kindness and smiles out into the world, to feed the golden dragons, not only here in our country, but also over in Ukraine. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we will dance again next week.